for reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I'm fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Now, it is poetic, it is beautiful, it is on plaques everywhere in the world. It is said at weddings. It's said in kind of romantic settings. But you need to understand what he's addressing here is not sort of a foo-foo, ooey-gooey, how to feel about one another. He's correcting misplaced priorities in a church. And he's giving them very clear guidelines about what's really important and how to get some of those things. Even, I'm just going to assume the best of the Corinthians. I'm going to assume they really wanted to do the right thing. But just like in the name of love, we do things that are kind of silly and stupid and don't get us there, so did they. And so the practice here is love ruthlessly refuses to allow temporal good things to crowd out the eternal best things. And will you put a box around? I chose these words very carefully. Ruthlessly refuses. Put a box around that phrase. And I want to give you a little warning. What we're going to talk about is where a lot of the rubber really meets the road. If you want to simplify your life, if you want to find yourself 3 months, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down from here and say to yourself, you know something? I love God now like I never dreamed I could experience. I have relationships like I never dreamed. There's issues in my family that have come together that I never thought I would ever experience. A lot of it is going to come down to you hearing today what God says to you and then you taking some very specific, and I mean, there'll be radical steps. We will not talk about how to tweak your schedule and get 5 or 7% more time to do a few more important things. We're going to talk about priorities that if you get serious about what God wants, you're going to have...